Acts chapter 11 and verse number 20. And some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which, when they were come to Antioch, spake unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. Then tidings of these things came unto the ears of the church which was in Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas that he should go as far as Antioch, who, when he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad, and exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord, for he was a good man. That's what I want you to notice, that little expression. He was a good man, and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people was added unto the Lord. Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus for to seek Saul. I'm fully satisfied here today that undoubtedly there's a large number of believers, Christians, young people, and older ones as well that are gathered here, and in the heart, in your deepest recesses of your heart, you would like to have your name and mine added to the list of those that we've been hearing about this afternoon, that we would go down in the annals of God's history as those would be marked down as a good man, or a good woman, a good boy, a good girl. And I'm certain in your heart you would like that this would be the case with you. What is it that marked out Barnabas as a good man? In fact, in the New Testament, we only have three that are mentioned. Jesus called, he is a good man, in John chapter 7. Then we read of Joseph of Arimathea, he was a good man, in Luke 23. And then we read in Acts chapter 11 of this man Barnabas, that he was a good man. What was it that marked out those individuals as being good men? I enjoy walking through cemeteries, especially old ones. A nice spring afternoon, especially after the snow's kind of gone away, and go and take a look. And I walked through one recently, and it's tragic, some of the things you see written. One of them, it said, gone to bingo. Another one had an inscription of a man fishing, and it said, gone fishing, and they were both within 100 feet of each other. But I came to a little tombstone, a little cemetery, and on it was written those words that we have read today, for he was a good man. Didn't say anything more about the individual, but it had that Acts chapter 11 written down. He was a good man. And I stood in that cemetery, I looked at that stone, and I thought to myself, what is it that marked out this man as a good man according to the estimation of the people? What is it that marked out Barnabas as being a good man? One thing was certain, he got involved in the lives of others. And being a good man, a good person, a good Christian, in God's estimation, must be getting involved in the lives of others. When we read there in Romans chapter 12, rejoice with them that rejoice and weep with them that weep. Obviously, it's getting involved in the lives of others. It's a much easier thing, though, to weep with those that weep than it is to rejoice with those that rejoice. Speaking to a brother just recently and his wife, and they have a family, and the family, to say the very least, is a tragic sorrow and disappointment to them. And as we sat together, they wept as they discussed their family. And they told us themselves, they said, it's a hard thing, a tremendously hard thing to rejoice with those when we hear of God coming in and we see the families of others that are blossoming and spiritually going on and living for God. They said, it's awful hard to watch our family and see them in the tragedy of our family. It's so hard, easy to weep with those that weep, but sometimes hard to rejoice with them that rejoice. But getting involved in the lives of others. A number of years ago in Windsor, maybe 30 years ago, there was a so-called couple that fell in love, as the world saying is, and they got married and had two or three children and began to live their life in Windsor. We moved there, I'd say, and guessing it, 25 years ago, that marriage had long since fallen into disarray and tragic circumstances, that young man proved that he was anything but in love. And he began to treat that girl in the most despicable manner, and finally, to make a long story short, court order and divorce and the whole bit. And he wasn't to come within, I forget how far from her. One day that dear girl stepped out of a office building on Olette Avenue in Windsor, a main street of the city, no parking on either side of the street. And that girl with a couple other girls walked down the street in a busy lunch hour, walking down to a little deli to have a sandwich at lunch. And a car drove up beside that girl, and a man jumped out of the car. And that girl shrieked and jumped back against the wall when she saw him. And he grabbed her and he dragged her into the car. And the people on a crowded street in a busy city, they stood around as they dragged that girl into that car, and the car raced off down the street. And a few days later, they found her body and fished it out of the Detroit River. What was the problem? Reporters came along and they talked to two or three of the people that were there. You know what they said? Why didn't you get involved? Like, why didn't you help? Why didn't you do something? I don't know what I'd do if I was there. But, you know what they said? Well, we didn't want to get involved. It looked pretty risky to us. And we did not want to get involved. That is not the life of a Christian. I'm not talking about getting involved with situations around us like that, but I'm speaking about one another. As believers and as our unsaved family, friends, neighbors, those we come in contact with, we as Christians, it's a life of getting involved. Barnabas got involved. We've already heard about him today in Acts chapter 4. He got involved. Came down to the money. He sold his land and he gave. A lot of Christians may be buying land instead of selling. But he sold, and he gave. He put his money where his mouth was. And there's tremendous needs amongst us. You won't go very far before you'll meet those that are genuinely poor, genuinely hard up, genuinely distressed financially. And I wonder sometimes, shouldn't we as Christians dig our hand into the pockets and fish out a few dollars and find out about the need, get involved? It can be a matter of food or anything else. But then when it came in chapter 9, Barnabas, he got involved as well when it came to the Apostle Paul, or Saul as he was called then. He got involved. He was actually prepared to literally lay his life on the line for the Apostle Paul if he proved to be a phony. But he brought him and he encouraged him in fellowship. And in chapter 4, he encouraged in finances, I guess you could say. But in chapter 9, he encouraged when it came to fellowship. And he was seeking to unite the Christians together. What a tremendous need there is amongst us to unite the people of God, keep our mouths shut when it comes to things that we find that are, we could be criticizing one another and finding fault with each other, but instead uniting our hearts one with another, linking us in fellowship and communion, the one with another. That should be what moves us. And that's the mark of a man that's a good man. Then we read in chapter 11, he was a good man because he got, when it came to that group that had been saved up in Antioch, as those Christians in Jerusalem looked over the company of believers, who are they going to send to help? I find it interesting. He wasn't chosen in chapter 6 when it came to the work of the deacons, but he certainly was chosen in chapter 11 because they laid their hand on the man that was most able, most suitable to go up there to Antioch. What to do? To encourage. To try and help and build them up. And when he got there, we've also already had it mentioned today. He was a man that had a genuine heart for the people of God. And he saw there was a need that he couldn't meet. And he was prepared to stretch his hand out for others to come and help and to bring them. And he saw the Apostle Paul, I think, if I'm right in my memory, chapter 11, three times over, we read of the Barnabas and Paul, Barnabas and Paul, Barnabas and Paul. Chapter 12, Barnabas and Paul, I think, mentioned once. Chapter 13, two times, Barnabas and Paul, Barnabas and Paul. Chapter 13, and I think it's verse 43, 44, we read there about not Barnabas and Paul, but Paul and Barnabas. And then he comes to chapter 14, verse number 12. Paul and Barnabas. Why? Because Paul was the chief speaker, is what it tells us. And, you know, There was a man that was prepared to step back and let someone else take the lead because he saw a man that was more able to meet the needs. He was a man that had the interests of others. He was prepared to get involved in the lives of others. And we've already heard in chapter 14 when it came to that difficult problem they had between him and Paul in regards to John Mark. But why was he going to get involved in the life of a young man? He was going to get involved in the life of a young man because of his young life at stake. And yes, he had failed and gone back, and I like what our brother said about him. Gone back for whatever reason. He had turned back. But I'm thankful for Peter's in the Bible. I'm thankful for John Mark's in the Bible that have failed in the past. And then there was those that came along and encouraged them. And if you and I are going to go down in the annals of God's record book as a good man, good woman, let God help us get involved in the lives of others to draw alongside. So often we say, well, how are you? I'm fine. And that's about as far as it goes. And that's better than nothing, I suppose. But you know, that's not getting involved in the lives of others. In Galatians chapter 6, we read that if a man is overtaken in the fault, he which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness. And it seems to far too often the only time we ever see the brother coming to visit us and to talk to us is when we've been overtaken in a fault. But oh, if we could prove to one another we have a love for them and we're getting involved in the lives of others, not nosiness, but a genuine interest in our hearts, in the lives of others. There's young mothers, I'm convinced of this, would long to have an older sister draw alongside, sit down with them across the table, and try and give little guidance, instruction, and raising a family in a tremendously tragic and sorrowful and pitiful world. Someone that's been down the road before them, someone that's made all kinds of mistakes, but maybe can sit and give a little guidance to a mother along the way. That's getting involved in the lives of others. What about drawing near to that brother that's having such a difficulty to get involved in the assembly, possibly taking part in the meeting, coming near to him and encouraging him and sitting down with him and spending time with him to try and show him and guide him and encourage him and strengthen him and be a blessing to him? That's what will cause you to go down in God's book of records as a good man or a good woman. And there could be a whole list of things given. But might you and I be in our hearts a burning, yearning desire to put our emphasis and our interest in the thing that is the greatest value to God on the face of the earth, and that is God's assembly and God's dear people. If we would put our interest, our occupation, our mind, our time, our efforts, our money and our everything into the people of God, that is what is going to count for eternity. Isn't it a tragic thing? The world spends all their time making their plans from now to the grave. And you and I, we should be making our plan for now that's going to last all the way into eternity. And that means that some of the things of time and sense that so bombard our minds is going to have to go out the window. I know we're all affected by it. And that seems to be, if you don't have this, you're not quite up to par. And if you don't drive this model, it's something wrong. And yet all the time, if you and I desire to go down in the records of God's book as good men and good women, we are going to get involved in the lives of the people of God.